listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are officially about 3 weeks away from Christmas, my favorite holiday. Here's NDIRE featuring Tori Kelly with Favorite Time of Year, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Kids are making angels in the snow, magic tricks by Uncle Joe. You can feel the loving in the air, family coming in from everywhere. Grandma sitting in a favorite chair with a halo of silver hair, with a smile lighting up the room. So sad Grandpa's gone too soon. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year. Chocolate smells fill the room. Kids are waiting just to lick the spoon. We forgot something at the store. Santa's ringing bells outside the door. Even though the baby's only three, she gets to put the star up on the tree. Sweet potato pies fill the tabletops. Ate so much, I'm about to pop. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year. Bow our heads and remember why we're here. Let's take a family picture, gather around the tree.
Everybody smile, one, two, three.
Time for Tyler Perry's new movie.
There's no place I'd rather be than with you, my family. Even in the midst of all the cheer, let's remember everybody that ain't here.
Stand right here beneath the mistletoe. Standing in the powder sugar snow, your loving is the sweetest thing I know. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Oh, this is why Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Somebody say, God, we know we'll see your goodness and your faithfulness over and over. All right, shout it again. God, we know we'll see your goodness and your faithfulness over and over again. All right, come on.
Your faithfulness.
That was Isabel Davis with Confidence. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. Philippians 1 and 6 declares, being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are in the last month of 2022. It's time to level up. At the end of each year, I do a whole lot of reflecting. If I can be transparent, I have been stuck in a place where I have been abiding in some self-doubt. I stopped believing I could do the things I know I can do. But something recently leaped in my spirit, and that is, it is time to level up. What does that mean, Emily? Well, according to Oxford Dictionary, it means increase something in order to remove disparity. So, as we level up, let's get rid of the negative self-talk. We all need to stop telling ourselves, cannot do something or whatever we've been called to do or purpose to do, and remind ourselves of what we can do. Also, get people, places, and things out of your life that are killing your belief, joy, spirit, etc. Then begin to increase your personal faith, belief, confidence, and abilities. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see the amazing things God has in store for us all in 2023. So level up and know that you are unstoppable. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Joy Seekers, it is the last month of the year, and we want you to finish this year out strong and authentically. As you all know, Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help each of you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. Now, we know this is the holiday season, and it's so easy for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of all of our holiday busyness. Let's remember to focus on the reason for the season. It is our hope here at Brand New Day that you will be richly blessed and filled with the hope and joy of this season and always. Here's Brandon Kempter in One Way with Emmanuel, and Virtue with The First Noel, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The Bible says, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
Come, let us adore him. And adore him.
Let's sing it together. Say,
Savior.
Jesus. We give you honor today.
Now it's Miss Anita Wilson, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Thank you. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. He healed them all. Over the past few months, we've had some challenges that have really been tough to carry alone. However, in these tests, I have been driven to get to know God from a whole other perspective. What do you do when there's sickness, when you're jobless, when you don't know how you're going to go on? Look, when we were kids, there was this song, and that song, it was called I Feel Like Going On. And actually, Marvin Winans sings that today, and it's I Feel Like Going On. I feel like going on, though trials, they may come on every hand. Oh, I feel like going on. Going on is more than just a feeling. And when trials come, it's more than just an action. It takes a real strong faith to say, I'm going on with Christ. In spite of what I see, I'm going on with Christ. Our hope in Christ has the ability to turn our trials into triumphs, our weariness into becoming warriors, and our fear into faith. Luke 4:40 says, when the sun went down, the people brought their sick to Jesus. They had many different diseases. Jesus put his hands on each sick person and healed every one of them. It is so easy to let doubt and deception enter our hearts and minds when things are not going as expected, when money is low, when our bodies cry out, and when the storm is raging. But we have to be intentional about approaching hard times with thankfulness and praise to our God, the sovereign one, the only one who can heal our issues and take them away. He is a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Don't allow the weight of the world to cause you to forget that he can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. Give him all of those things that weigh you down. Step out on faith and know that God has the power to heal and take care of more than just some of our problems. He can heal them all. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Tell your sister. will be.
With Let's Celebrate Christmas, and you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Isn't it good to know that God has kept us all year long, and by his grace, we are entering a brand new one shortly. Here's Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
My God, there were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, when I was singing like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me. You kept me.
You kept me.
the keeper.
What's up, everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
It's time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Isaiah 61:3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Typically during the holiday season, those of us who have lost loved ones, especially during these unprecedented times, find it extremely challenging to be joyful. As I extend my heartfelt prayers and condolences during this time of grief and bereavement, no matter what stage you are in, I want to encourage you to let joy feed loss. In other words, find deeper purpose and meaning in your grief and bereavement. I know all too well that it takes time to manage and navigate the pain of loss, but I admonish you, during this holiday season, find a project or a task to honor the memory of your loved one or loved ones, and it will nurture your heart, soul, and spirit. That's our Live Smart segment.
For a good while till now, so count a family and friends, let's share less smiles. We're singing songs together, create new memories. Let's make the best of each moment that we have. It's gonna be a great Christmas this season. Ooh, ooh. Get ready, it's about to be a fun time. For a good while till now, so gather family and friends, let's share laughs. We're singing songs together, create new memories. Let's make the best of each moment we have. Christmas is baby, get ready, it's about to be a fun.
About to be a fun time.
This is Dr. Jatun, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Wish I could explain it. I've been looking forward to this day. Oh, it's cold and snowy outside, but we got the love warming up the inside. No mountain too high. We're together again. It's on tonight.
Every time of the year.
Every time of the year. It's been way too long.
Got a lot of catching up to do.
Under the mistletoe, let the love flow.
What the world needs now.
Time to open the presents. There's something for everybody.
Even a puppy too.
I can't believe it's Christmas Eve. And everybody's gathered round the tree. It's cold and snowy outside.
Jacqueline Carr with Great Christmas and Anita Wilson with Family Christmas. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. I hope you're doing well tonight. I am very grateful to be here with you tonight. And as a matter of fact, that is our topic. Be grateful. Okay, y'all. So upon the heels of Thanksgiving comes this challenge with parents asking their children if they like this certain type of tennis shoe. And some kids have responded as expected. Some have been grateful and some not so grateful, which may not have been expected, but I don't know, some kind of thought, well, yeah, my kid is going to say this too. Well, as a parent, this type of quote unquote joke and the reaction to it is a direct reflection of how children are being reared, in my opinion. Yes, that's all on you, parents. And as a nonprofit consultant, it's sad that this would even be considered a joke
implying that there's something wrong with the shoes to the point where children would be coerced to give their parents their honest opinion of what is considered to the parents an unworthy tennis shoe. As a Christian, I consider the following verse. 1 Timothy 6, 6-10 says, "It is true that serving God makes a person very rich, if he is satisfied with what he has. When we came into the world, we brought nothing. And when we die, we can take nothing out. So, if we have food and clothes, we will be satisfied with that. Those who want to become rich bring temptations to themselves. They are caught in a trap. They begin to want many foolish things that will hurt them, things that ruin and destroy people. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have left the true faith because they want to get more and more money, but they have caused themselves much sorrow." So I know this goes on a little further, you know, than just clothes and shoes and food. But parents, when you consider a quote unquote joke as the one I mentioned earlier, and then reflect on the scripture, we have to ask ourselves, who are we raising? Are we raising privileged, ungrateful children? Or is that the expectation we have of them? Because believe it or not, this Nike shoe that was on display may not be the more expensive Jordans, but somebody is out there wearing them. They're wearing them because that's all mama could do, or it's what they want. And now we've just made fun of someone else's shoes. Seriously. I've witnessed children making fun of others' shoes. They've even made fun of mine. I was listening to someone talk about a little boy whose shoes were so worn, his feet were literally touching the ground. But when he was given a pair of quote unquote off-brand shoes, he wasn't even grateful. Like I saw pictures of the little boy. He wasn't even smiling when he was given these shoes. Probably because he knew that he would be made fun of even more. Parents, we have to stop. We are our children's guide, and we have to teach them behavior that reflects how we want to be treated. So imagine if your child was the child who didn't have the proper shoes, or whose parents couldn't afford the proper shoes. And now we're setting our kids up to make fun of kids who are in that position. So some parent is setting their kid up to make fun of your child because you can't afford the latest Nikes, Adidas, or whatever the name brand is, but you went to Walmart and got some shoes. So now your child is being made fun of because the adult doesn't think the Walmart shoe is the good shoe to walk around in, but that's all you can afford. So just think about it. Think about what we're preparing our children for and what we're saying to them when we're trying to play these quote unquote jokes. It's not funny, really. Comparison does kill. Let's teach having a spirit of gratefulness for whatever we are blessed with and sharing that spirit with others. Yeah, tell your kid, hey, you know, I understand you might not, I don't have the money to get these Nikes. My mom got them, but you know, let's just be grateful that we all have something to wear, that we have for, you know, that we can all wear shoes. Or maybe let me see if I got some shoes that, you know, you can have that are barely worn or something. But let's not prepare little monsters in training by giving them a reason to be monsters to somebody else. Okay. All right. I know maybe I'm taking it too seriously, all I'm saying. But when you see some of the kids that I work with directly or that I know of who are in the opposite situation, whose parents can't do, and we all just a paycheck from anyway, whose parents can't do for them, then I think you would have a change of heart, or at least I hope so. All right, I love you. And that's our Fearless Family segment. Have a good night. We're approaching Christmas, so y'all don't do too much for these kids, spoiling them. I'm just kidding. Y'all gift your kids, love on them. but teach them what the reason is for Christmas, why we celebrate it, and make sure that they have a giving spirit. Okay, y'all? All right. Love you.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, joy seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.retalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are becoming or being intentionally you, especially during this holiday season. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Level Up. Our Renewed Heart segment was He Healed Them All. Our Live Smart segment was Let Joy Feed Loss. Our Fearless Family segment was Be Grateful. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this time and this season. God, as we have entered into the 12th month, the last month of this year, God, we're grateful even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of loss, even in the midst of all of the things that we've had to go through that may not have felt good, but they all worked together for our good. God, we ask you to keep us in your care. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us, oh God. Lengthen our stakes, God. Let us be joyful in this season. We know that this is the reason. You are the reason for the season, Lord God. And God, give us a giving heart, a loving heart, and a good spirit throughout the season and throughout our lives, oh God. We pray that you would guide us and cover us and protect us. Thank you for keeping us. And we'll give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. We gain strength and courage and confidence by each experience in which we really stop to look fear in the face. We must do that which we think we cannot. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Kirk Franklin and the family with O Come All Ye Faithful.